And welcome back to the field. This is the Lounge High Halftime Show brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. Remember, whatever life has in store for you, they have you covered. We got about 5 minutes on the clock. There's only the kickers are back out on the field. Taylor, let's talk just a minute about what's going on in the middle school football programs. Of course, ninth grade beat Colquitt again. That was on Thursday. They're 2-0, both of the wins are over Colquitt.
Right. The first game, ninth grade won. I believe they won 52-13 or somewhere along those lines. It was a blowout, pretty good blowout. And then yesterday or Wednesday, whatever day they played, it was a complete shutout. They beat them 27-0.
Wow. And, of course, you're involved with Pine Grove Middle School, but you got Hayhira Middle School, Lowndes Middle School, guys that they're already into their season a couple of games.
Right. Basically, middle school, they're looking great. Pine Grove and Hayhira, all three schools have some great ones. But really, Lowndes Middle and Hayhira, they're going to combine when they get to ninth grade. They're going to look good. But then I got to be biased towards Pine Grove because that's where I'm at. I'm coaching sixth grade football there. And I got to give props to our eighth graders. They're 3-0 for the first time in school history.
Wow.
They beat Cook. They beat Valdosta. And yesterday, they beat Coffey 14-6.
Wow. And that big, good future for our Lowndes High Vikings. Of course, with the three middle schools, they eventually all meld into one, come up here for ninth grade. And one of the things we've talked about with Coach McPherson is our junior varsity here has not played a game yet. With the hurricane last week, got a Thursday game canceled. You also had, they were supposed to play Colquitt this Thursday, but Colquitt goes up, when they're playing Atlanta, they go up on Thursday, so they took their entire team up to the Atlanta area, so there was no game again for junior varsity. So these guys, you know, they've been practicing, hitting each other. They're ready to play a little game of their own, and they just hadn't had a chance yet.
Right. I'm sure they're anxious to get in there. I believe about 2 weeks ago, they got in on a couple plays.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure we'll see them in the second half tonight and see what they bring to the table.
Yeah, I hope so. We were just talking about it. It is 30-0. It is a trailing coach's option in the third quarter, if they're trailing by 30 or more points, to have a running clock. Now, if that's still the margin at fourth quarter, then there is no choice. It will be a running clock. And so far, it appears that the Vikings have just dominated this Shiloh team tonight here in the first half. They've not been able to answer anything. Now, a couple of drives here in the last couple of times, Shiloh's been able to get some first downs. We held them for the longest time with no first down, and now they've gotten five here in the first half, with really three or so of those coming in these last couple of drives late in the second quarter.
Shiloh's first time coming into Lowndes' territory was tonight early in the second quarter. So
right.
That's great for our defense. We've only given up 117 yards, and if you take away about four plays, we've probably only given up about 35 or 40 yards.
That is the truth. 2 minutes listed on the clock here, and it's still just the kickers out on the field. I know that they'll give them a 3 minute warning as well once that clock hits zero. I was looking down at the officials. We were talking about we knew most of these officials. The white hat happens to be my brother-in-law, so. We were talking about this game even last weekend. He's known this assignment, and he always enjoys coming here to the Lowndes Stadium. It's just one of his places that is close to home, but an opportunity for him to come as well to get out here. I want to remind everybody about the Coach's Show every Tuesday night live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. Also invite you to go by our website, www.thevikingvoice.com. We've added a new feature on the front page there. There's a link, Ask Coach Mac. So if you've got a question about this game that you'd like him to address on Tuesday night, go there, click on the question, and there'll be a little questionnaire pop up. Fill it in. It'll come to me, so I'll have it. We'll give those questions to Coach Mac on Tuesday night. Let him kind of go through those, and I'm sure he'll select two or three that he'll be glad to answer on Tuesday night. So be sure and tune in right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, or come out live to the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games for the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Go by our website. Submit your questions Ask Coach Matt. We are looking out on the field. Both teams have come back out now. The clock down to 30 seconds. They will do a three-minute reset, allow them to warm up and get ready for this. We're going to take a two-minute break here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Show. We'll be back after this two-minute break. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. You have been listening to the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime report as the Vikings lead the Shiloh Generals 30-0, getting ready to start the second half here. The officials have made their way out to midfield. Vikings won the toss and elected to defer, so they'll get the ball to start the second half with that 30-0 lead. We've talked about the fact that there may be a running clock. It is a trailing coach's option, down 30 points in the third quarter. If it's still a 30-point margin in the fourth quarter, then there is no choice on that, and it will be a running clock. Back up in the booth with us now is Taylor Biddle and Wes James. Guys, great first half.
Yeah, I thought there were a bunch of things to call positive. You know, defensively, I think we're playing a great game. They've had the ball on our side of the field a couple times, threatening, and we were able to come away stopping them from putting points on the board. Offensively, I think we're doing a pretty good job of pushing the ball down the field, spreading it out, running and passing, getting some big chunks of yards offensively running the ball, and we're doing a good job passing the ball as well tonight.
That is the case, and we're going to go ahead and turn it back over to our play-by-play, Wes James and Taylor Biddle, to bring you all the second half action. Be sure and stay with us. We'll have the Cass Burch post-game report at the end of this ball game tonight. Remind you about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games, and live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back with you at the end of the game, and now over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Taylor, one of the things that I am really liking about tonight's ball game is the poise that Michael Barrett is showing when they send those blitzers after him, whether he rolls out or stays in the pocket. And I mentioned it early in the second quarter. He stands in the pocket. He sees them coming, and he stands there.
Yeah, that shows maturity in a quarterback, willing to take a lick and really deliver the pass completion. Michael Barrett doing a good job tonight for us, a quarterback. First time that the Shiloh Generals are kicking off tonight, Wes.
And it's number 50 that'll be kicking off. And I don't have a 50 on my Shiloh roster.
Michael Wynn.
Michael Wynn kicks it deep. Tyson Harris lets it bounce, takes it at the 21. Comes near side at the 25. 30 still behind those guys. Spins and turns. Fight his way forward to about the 29-yard line. Ball's on the ground, but you hear the officials' whistles. That's where it stops at right there. We'll take over at our own 34.
Yeah, forward progress was stopped. Tyson Harris caught it about the 20, gained about 15 on the return. Forward progress was stopped. Ball did come out on the play, but whistle had already blown it dead. Vikings will take over first possession in the third quarter. And, Wes, you always love that first possession in the third quarter.
That's the most important possession of any ball game, I've always been told, is your first possession, your opponent's first possession, and the least most important thing in life is the score at halftime.
You know, the least most important score thing is also fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go. We had a pretty big lead then. We got to keep putting points on the board and being aggressive here.
Yes, we do. Look at Coach Mack out there on the field. He's standing at the numbers, and he is coaching.
Hey, wanted Michael Barrett to give some last-minute instructions. Here comes Barrett, 10 seconds on the play clock.
Trips to the near side. Pump fakes across the middle to Tyson Harris. Look at that catch. Off his fingertips, pulls it back in for the reception out to the 45.
Yeah, that read option pass right there. Tyson on the skinny post. Barrett was able to get it, kind of tipped it up to himself right there. Harris able to get it across the 45, first down for the Vikings.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Twins to the near side. Twins to the far side. J.D. Lee in the backfield. Barrett taking the Vikings towards that south end zone. Left to right on your radio dial. Harris in motion toward the visitors. Play action again. Pulls back. There comes the blitz. Throws across the middle. And Xavier Jenkins makes the catch at the 35. He's across the 30. The 25. The 20. By one defender. Heads to the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
Yeah, I thought Michael Barrett threw it into double coverage. Little did I know Xavier's going to split the double coverage. Threw it right to a spot. That's maturity also in a quarterback. Xavier Jenkins walking the dog with him on that, outrunning everybody. He really did. He turned it on. He, you know, went from first, second, third gear. He was able to hit the corner, and a big, big, big touchdown reception by Xavier Jenkins.
You said we needed points, and we got points. Dagan Anderson.
54 yards on the reception.
The long snapper. Ball's down. Brooms kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 37-0. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after. Back at the CBC Bank press box high above Martin Stadium, we'll go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating Air Drive recap right after this kickoff. Tyson Shaw set to kick off. We've got number 10, Matthew Williams, and Donovan Greer back deep for the Generals. 11:15 to go here in 45 seconds into the third quarter, and our Vikings have already put up seven. Tyson Shaw approaches the ball. Nice high kick. Drives him back into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was two plays, 66 yards long, took 45 seconds off the clock. Michael Barrett passed to Xavier Jenkins for a 54-yard touchdown reception. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through, made it 37-0 Vikings with 11:15 left in the third quarter.
And we thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap, Mr. Chuck Lawrence. DJ Walker brings the Generals out on the field. They're in the pistol. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're in a four-man front. Gives it to the tailback. We hit him at the line of scrimmage. He'll get a yard, maybe two, and that's all.
Yeah, Tommy Owens and Jalen Moore in on the stop. Tommy Owens in on the stop for the Vikings. That was Jalen Moore rushing it. Good job only giving up 2 yards on the play. Going to bring up second down and about eight.
That's from the 22-yard line. Generals going from right to left on your radio dial. Again, Twins near side, single receiver far side. Play action, throws across. Oh, and a catch almost made by number six, Donovan Greer. Donovan reached up with one hand, had it, and got hit and just couldn't hold on to the ball.
Yeah, had two guys in the area that could have possibly caught that ball. Greer was able to stick his hand up, decided he wanted to catch it, and it just went out of reach of him. Third down, long third down here for the Generals.
Third and eight. Myers in the backfield with Walker. Again, we're in a four-man front. The Generals quarterback calls for the ball, drops straight back. We come, get a hand on him, and he goes down at the 21.
Pocket collapsed on Walker there. He was looking for our near sideline. Will Tolbert in on the stop for the Vikings. As that pocket collapsed, we talk about pressure all the time. That's how you stop a dual threat guy is getting pressure on him.
It'll be fourth and nine from the 21. Walker, their punter, we send Tyson Harris, Tavon Kyle back, standing about midfield. 10:15 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 37-0. Low snap, gets it away, squib kick, it bounces. Harris takes it at the 49. He's across the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, cuts back and gets the grain, and they'll pull him down at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, one thing he does such a great job on, returning kicks. We do have a flag somewhere. I hear him talking about it.
All the way back at our 45.
Yeah, we got a flag
at
back.
The 50.
Moved it up to the 50, so let's wait and see what that is. Tyson's got great field awareness when he's returning kicks. Blocking the back against the Vikings. Going to back him up from about the 49-yard line, 50-yard line. So great, great return. There's going to be negated back to our side of the field.
He reminds you a lot of Greg Reed with the shiftiness after the way he looks and starts one way and then the other.
Yeah, he Greg Reed-esque, we'll say. He's not the caliber of Greg Reed because the man could do some things that nobody on earth could do on the high school football field. But Tyson does a good job vision, seeing the field and knowing where he needs to cut and when he needs to cut. It had 205 yards of punt return, 204 yards of return for against Bayside. So the kid knows how to return some kicks.
He sure does. It'll be first and 10 Vikings all the way back to our 40-yard line. We'll take over there. 9:55 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 37-0. Deontay Moore in the backfield. They give it to Moore over the right side. And again, the thing about the Generals, when you look at them tackle, they wrap up, but then they sling the guy forward,
yeah,
and you pick up two, maybe three extra yards,
yeah,
that way.
Anytime you give him a little extra, I put that on him, too, for churning those legs, bringing the contact to the defender. Ball's on the 44-yard line, going to bring up second down and about six.
Moore on the counter, right up the middle, right in the teeth of that general defense. He's across the 45 out to about the 46. They'll only get about 2 yards. It'll be third and about four from there.
Want to call some names out of getting some playing time tonight. Number 8, Dexter Smith at receiver. Number 14, Jalen Smith at receiver, and like you said, Moore was on the rush there. Miko Washington had a big pickup in the first half for us. He's in at receiver as well.
Washington to the near side, two to the far side. General's a three-man front. We put J.D. Lee in motion to the far side. There comes the rush. Throw across the middle, into the ground at the feet of number 14, Jalen Smith, and that'll be fourth down, and our Vikings will have to punt.
Yeah, a little in route that Lee was running for the number 14, Jalen Smith was running. They look kind of alike. They're about the same height, those guys, so sorry for the confusion there. Just a little too throw. I think he would have got the first down if he'd have caught it, but it was too low, shoestring catch. Wasn't able to make it, forcing a punt here. Tyson Shaw into punt.
Back deep for the Generals, number 6 has a whistle, and we've got it's thrown from the back, Judge.
Legal substitution. Oh, that's first down. Legal substitution. That's going to make a first down for the Vikings.
It sure will. Into general territory at the 49.
Guys, that was illegal participation. They actually have 12 men on the field. Still have 12 men on the field. Somebody's got to walk off.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. So Vikings got a new breath of life here. Coach is still counting.
Now, the difference between the legal substitution and a legal participation is if you stop it before the play happens, it's 5 yards. If you don't, they've got 12 on the field when the ball is snapped, then you got 15. So a little bit different between a legal substitution and a legal participation. We got trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Give it to J.D. Lee. J.D. running hard, and he'll get down to about the 47-yard line of the Generals.
Vikings are leading 37-0, 8:33 to go in the third quarter. Barrett still leading the way at quarterback, second down and about 8 to go.
Up. They send the ball out to number 8, Dexter Smith.
Barrett threw it out there to the flat, caught by number 8, one of our guys getting a little varsity action, Dexter Smith. Really good job there by the defense, snuffing it out and making a tackle for a loss. Going to bring up 3rd and 13.
3rd and 13 back at our own 48-yard line. Barrett looks at a four-man front for the Generals. Lee in motion toward us. Drops back. There comes the rush again. A little screen pass, and he went absolutely nowhere. It was intended for Washington, and that'll be fourth down.
Same play. Miko Washington was able to pick up a lot of yardage, wasn't able to get it anywhere. Little screen play. Going to force a punt. Tyson Shaw checks in.
7:45 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 37-0. There they come. Kicks away. Greer back deep. Ball hits at the 20. And see where it'll bounce out of bounds at. At the 10-yard line.
That young man is starting to get the kicking game down. If you're going to kick it a mile long, kick it out of bounds. They are actually going to mark it up a little bit further than that, Wes.
All the way to the 25.
Must have hit out of bounds and rolled straight. And that's exactly what the white hat's called. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Generals at the 25-yard line.
7:37 to go. Third quarter, Vikings leading 37-0. Against the Shiloh Generals out of Snellville.
Checking in for the Vikings, Terrell Belcher, number 22, over here on the cornerback position for the Vikings.
He stacks two receivers near side, two far side. Play action gets it to the tailback. That's number 35, that is Myers. Myers over the right side to pick up about 5 yards. It'll be second and 5 as it gets out to the 30. 7:23 to go here in the third quarter, leading 37-0 our Vikings are. Again to Myers. Myers runs right into the teeth of that Viking defense at the 30, gets nowhere. It'll be third and 5 from there.
Vikings are winning the battle in the trenches so far, not able to give them anything. I mean, they've got 72 yards rushing on 23 carries. We're really able to contain them rushing the ball. That line of scrimmage doing a good job for the Viking defense.
Again, Walker quick pass over the middle for the first down. A little slant pass, rather, as they'll get the first down out to the 39-yard line.
Purvis Terrell was able to get across the sticks. Good field awareness, knowing where he is. A little slant's enough for the first down. Generals first and 10 from the 39-yard line.
Stacks two receivers near side, two far side. We show blitz off the corner. Again, they give it to Myers, and whenever we blitz, it leaves the open spot, and Myers across the 45 up to about the 46. They're going to mark him at the 47-yard line. It'll be second and two from there. So we approach the six-and-a-half-minute mark here in the third quarter, leading 37-0. They are quickly running that ball again to Myers. Myers past those linebackers into that defensive backfield into Viking territory as we cross the 50 down to the 48.
Yeah, they're able to break past the line of scrimmage on a couple carries there. Got into Viking territory. First and 10 for the Generals. Ball on the 48-yard line.
Stacks two on the near side, two on the far side. Play action. Throws catch made by number 7. That's Aaron O'Kelly. O'Kelly, reception for about 5 yards. Down to our 44. Second and 5. Ball on the far hash mark. The Generals just rolling down the field right now. And they jump. We jump.
It's going to back it up. It's going to be illegal shift on the Generals. Back it up to about the original line of scrimmage.
Yep. That'll make it second and 10. Back at the 48. 5:48 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 37-0. On a real nice night for high school football in South Georgia. Walker in the shotgun for the Generals. Looks at a four-man front from our Vikings. Twins left, twins right. Myers standing behind him in the pistol. Drops back, looks, throws the ball out in the flats, turns, nothing there. He got hit. In fact, I think he got hit as he released that ball.
Yeah, penetration there by the defensive line for the Vikings. Looking for a little wheel route here on the near side. And I don't even know if that ball would have been catchable because of the contact made on his arm as he was throwing, and brings up third down for the Generals.
With 5:30 to go here in the third quarter, Vikings leading 37-0. Walker asks for the football, drops straight back, looking for that little screen. Over the middle, the catch is made by number, I think that's 6. Turns the corner, heads toward the end zone. We run him out, we tackle him down around the 18-yard line.
Yeah, they were really bringing the house there in a perfect time to call a screen, and that's exactly what they did. Big yards there on the catch by number 6. Got it down to the Vikings' 19-yard line, 29 yards on the pitch and catch for Shiloh, and they're in the red zone.
Shiloh, two receivers far side, two near side. Myers still in the pistol behind Walker. We're now looking at a five-man front. We back out. They change the play. We back our linebackers off to a third-man front. Again, they try that swing pass out to the number 7. That's O'Kelly out in the flats. He makes the catch but falls down behind the line of scrimmage.
It's one of those where he just made the catch and maybe wished he didn't because he lost a couple yards on the play. The way he caught that ball and he came down, his momentum really just made him fall. Going to be second and about 12 on the play.
Walker. Looking. Throws out in the flat. Oh, the catch in and out of the hands of the receiver at the 10. Great defensive play by number 17, Justin Smith.
Yeah, Justin Smith a little slow to get up. Contact was made right when the ball was there. Smith a little bit checking up on the play. We're going to check number 22, Terrell Belcher, in for him.
Third and 12 from the 22. Walker again. But twins left, twins right. 4:36 to go here in the third. He starts to scramble, tucks the ball down the sidelines. We run him out of bounds somewhere around the 12, 13-yard line. It'll be short of the first down.
Yeah, we talk about field awareness, and the quarterback for the Generals was really close to getting the first down but decided to run out of bounds. It's going to bring up fourth down for them, and I would think that they're going to go for it here. They seem to be within field goal range, but I don't know what their kicking game's like right now.
Fourth and about 3 at the 13-yard line. I mean at the 12-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Walker calls for it. We come on a jailhouse break. Again, throws across the middle. Nothing there. Knocked away. Looks like number 15 for our Vikings.
Robinson. We called his name a lot 2 weeks ago. Number 15, one of the backup nickel DB, if you like.
How about that? Michael Barrett comes out high-fiving the defense as they come off the field. And I think we've got a change at quarterback.
Let's see here. Nope.
Nope.
Number one, still going to be your quarterback. We've got 82 checking in for the Vikings. Marcus Brownrigg, 6'2", 180-pound junior. Look at our tight end fullback spot.
Moore in the backfield with Barrett. He gives it to Moore. Nope, Barrett keeps it on quarterback keeper. Rolls right, being chased by four generals. They got a hand on him. They hit him, and they're going to run him out of bounds. At the 15, he'll pick up positive yardage. It won't be much, but he'll get us positive yardage.
Yeah, got a hurt player on the field for the generals.
And they call time. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box here high above Martin Stadium. 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 37-0.
The shaking up general in that play, Isaac Dowling, number 40.
It'll be
not sure what happened there, but he stayed down for a little bit, but he walks off on his own accord.
Second and 7 from our 15. We got two receivers near side, two far side. Moore in the backfield with Michael Barrett, our quarterback. Generals in a three-man front. Linebackers up tight. Barks out signals. And somebody moves.
Looks like the generals might have moved. Number 93 for the generals, Gregory Jones.
He broke the planes. He'll mark off 5 yards. That'll now make it second and about 3. Or second and 2. Out at the 20. Same play. Barrett calls for it. Gives it to Moore. Moore by one man. To that little back. He's across the 25 out to the 26. That'll be a first down Vikings. As we're going to look, maybe run a little time off the clock now.
Yeah, we want to churn some clock. As you said, it becomes our friend. Scat right there doing a good job getting upfield enough for the first down. Again, 5'3", 140 pounds. Probably hard for the linebacker to pick up when he gets the ball.
Absolutely. Generals in a three-man front. Both linebackers are uptight, almost in the line of scrimmage now. Washington in motion. Again, give it to Moore across the 30 to 35. Still on his feet as he gets across the 40. Out to about the 42-yard line.
Looks like Barrett had two options there. He could give it to the guy in motion, or he could give it to Moore, who limps off the field right there after the big carry for us. 17 yards on the rush by Moore. J.D. Lee is going to check in for him.
So first down after our 42-yard line. Barrett, Michael Barrett, changes the play at the line of scrimmage. Three down linemen for the generals. Twins left, twins right. Quickly throws out to number 7. Gets hit as he picks up about a yard. That's Miko Washington.
Looking for a block there by Marcus Brownrigg. Defended pretty well by the generals. Still able to get positive yards. Second down and about 8. Got to get the ball to the 48-yard line for the first down of the generals.
Michael Barrett changes the play again. See something that coaches see something, they change it. He's got J.D. Lee in the backfield. Gives it to Lee over the left side. Look at little J.D. Lee scamper into general territory across the 45 down to the 42-yard line. That'll be a first down Vikings. 2:42 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 37-0.
For all your up-to-date high school football scores, every Friday night, log on to www.vadoftoday.com.
Barrett, again to J.D. Lee, gets hit at the line of scrimmage and went absolutely nowhere. So it'll be second and 10 as we're now inside 2.5 minutes to go here in the third period.
J.D. Lee recognized the hole was closing, held on to that ball with two hands. That's the last thing you wanted was a fumble right there. Lost 1 yard.
Two receivers far side, two near side. Barks out signals. They show blitz. Now they back out of it. Barrett changes the play, moves J.D. Lee to his left. Now they show they're coming off both corners and up the middle. Now they back out. Here they come. We pick it up. But J.D. Lee's past the linebackers. Into the defensive backfield. Gets a block on the sidelines. He's across the 30 to 25. Down to the 22-yard line. And that's just what you want to do. Caught him in a blitz. He got past those linebackers. When you do, your corners and safeties got to make the catch.
51, good job right there. Palmer Henderson getting downfield blocking. Also our receiver on this side getting some downfield blocking for us too. We do have an injured player for the Generals, number 17, Colby White. We're going to go down to Marty right now. Hadn't been down to him so far this quarter. Marty?
Guys, some people may be wondering right now why the starters are still out there. Of course, we got the starting line and Mike Barrett. But, guys, we got a big team, great team coming in here next Friday night. We've got a lot of football to go. It's still only the third quarter. This is as good a practice, as good a conditioning as you can get. So we've got to have that guys out there. They're still getting a lot of coaching. It may be 37 to nothing here late in the third. But the fourth quarter will probably be a running clock, and I think you'll see a lot of people empty the bench. But right now we're really trying to work on some things, and that's why you see the starters still out there.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
Vikings are driving here, threatening, 37 to nothing, a minute 52 to go. Couple big bam-bam plays by a running back. Got us inside the 25-yard line at the 23.
Barrett waiting on the snap. There it is. Looks back. Throws across the middle. Catch made by number 82, Marcus Brownrigg. Great catch by Marcus. Get us all the way down to the 16-yard line. Got an update for you. Glen Academy 56, Camden 7. Roswell 27, Camden 3. Colquitt 3.
Yeah, that game's getting, both those games getting close to the end there.
They look to the sidelines. Michael Barrett changes things. Two receivers far side, single receiver on their side, and he gives it to Scat. Scat gets down to about the 15. It'll be third and about three. From Vegas, mark him at the 16.
Line to gain, Wes, is going to be about the 13-yard line. Third and about three. Clock inside 1 minute. Got to think there might be a quarterback draw or a run to J.D. Lee here.
Again, looks to the sidelines, change the play. Two receivers near side, two far side. Here comes the blitz. Throws it out in the flats. Catch is made as we fight. Get close to that first down.
Jalen Smith on the reception. It's not going to be enough for the first down. I was wrong on the rush play. They passed it out into the flat. Ball set down on the 15-yard line. Going to probably be a little too long for a field goal attempt for us, so we are going to go for it here.
Will Talbert checks in. It'll be fourth and about 2.5 yards as we are probably wind down. This will be the end of the third quarter. Vikings leading 37 to nothing. We're going to take a 60-second break, and when we come back, we'll have that fourth and final quarter for you here at Martin Stadium. Back at the CBC press box, we're going to attempt a field goal. Number 80, that's Eric Paulo, on to attempt about a 32-yard field goal. Falls down, kicks up, there's a flag.
Kicker motion before the snap, so it's going to be a legal shift on us. Going to back him up 5 yards. He'd have enough to make it. He almost hit the door on the field house with that, so I think it probably would have been good from about 45. That's exactly where they're going to put it down, is about the 27-yard line. Try it again.
It'll be a 37-yard attempt, ball on the near hash mark, kicking towards that south end zone. I mean that north end zone. Number 85, that's Chris Foster that's holding. Ball's down, this kicks up, and it's wide left.
Wide right.
Wide right.
I'm looking for the
official standpoint, which would be wide left. Anyway, they'll take over first and 10 on the 20. And for all your fourth quarter final action, take it away. TBT time.
You're killing me, Smalls. You got to let a brother know that before. going to have a running clock. Like you said, it's always going to be running clock this far down in the third, in the fourth quarter. Washington's going to be your quarterback. Walker's your quarterback for the Generals. After the missed field goal, the ball comes out to the 20-yard line. He's got three to the far side, single receiver to the near side. That's the home side. We got a three-man front for the Vikings. Clock has started to run, started running now. In the pistol formation, Walker surveys the field, looks over to the coach, play clock at four, play clock at three, play clock at two. He's going to get a delay of game here, and that's exactly what they call a delay of game. Going to back him up 5 yards, back to the 15-yard line of the Generals.
And you wonder why. I mean, you've got plenty of time. We've just missed a field goal. You've got plenty of time to get the play and get out there. And a lot of times when that happens, it's coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach wanted to change the play. Three to the far side. Here's the snap. They hand it off to number 12. The running back going nowhere. Eric Clay on the rush. He's going to back up about a one-yard loss. Going to bring up second down and about 16 on the play.
Defense still playing hard, wanting that shutout.
Yeah, anytime you can hold your opponents to no points, we're substituting guys in and out. They want to try to snap it quick here to catch us with too many men on the field. They snap the ball. Ball's thrown out, and we're going to get a pass interference call on the play intended for number 6, Devon Greer, and we're going to have a pass interference, it looks like. The initial call is, yes, a pass interference on the Vikings.
That was on T.J. Harris, who just got in the game.
Not going to be enough for a first down, though, I believe, Wes. Those are not automatic first downs any longer, but nope. They had 16 yards. It was second and 16, so I don't think it's going to be enough for a first down here.
T.J., a 5'7", 165-pound junior, number 26, just came over the top. And you like that aggressive play. You've got to like the aggressive play out of our young defensive backs.
I'll see where they mark it off to, Wes. The official is going to set it down. Just short of the first down. No, it is going to be enough for the first down. So it looked like it was maybe second and 16, maybe 15. It is going to be enough for the first down.
Jordan right in at defensive back on this side.
Walker in at quarterback for the Generals. He's surveying the field. He calls for it. Here's a snap. He's looking, steps him in the pocket, got some room, decides to run it, rushes across the 30-yard line to the 35, tackled by a host of Vikings there. Going to be short of the first down, though.
Michael right in on the tackle along with number 40, Devon Holmes.
10 minutes and 27 seconds left to go in this ball game. We do have a running clock. Vikings are leading 37-0. Walker brings the Generals to the line of scrimmage. We are calling a timeout, I believe, for Devon Holmes. He might have an equipment issue or might be bleeding. Something's going on with him. It looks like a helmet issue, so we're going to check in. Number 91, that's Abby David. Got 61 in there on the defensive line for us. That's Jalen Goss. Also plays offense. Generals take the snap, hand it off to number 12. He's turning those legs. Going to be enough for the first down out to the 42-yard lines where they're going to set it down. It's going to be a first down for the Generals, Wes.
And the Generals wanting to move down the field. They'd like to put a little something on the board as they head downfield. We got number 22, Terrell Belcher, and a defensive back on the far side.
Holmes checks back in. They got three to the near side, one to the far side. They snap it, hand it off to number 12. He's getting a couple carries, a couple yards out to the 45 and across the 50-yard line. Going to be short of the first down out to about the 48-yard line. Michael Wright in on the tackle. Generals in the hurry-up offense. They got three to the near side, and here's a whistle. And we're going to have timeout Vikings. And with that, we're going to take a 30-second break. Vikings are leading 37-0, 9 minutes, 28 seconds to go in the fourth. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings are leading 37-0, 9 minutes and 28 seconds left to go in the action. Going to bring up second down in about a half a yard west. Ball's on the 48, maybe 47-yard line, 49. Yeah, put it down the 48-yard line. Generals going left to right. They're in the pistol. Walker still the quarterback. Three to the near side, one to the far side. Here's the snap. They hand it off to Clay. He's getting some carries on this possession. It's going to be enough for the first down out to the 46-yard line.
And they're doing just what they want to do. They know they've got a running clock. They put it in the air. three things happen: a completion, an incomplete,
or
the clock still continues to run.
Interception. Two to the near side, two to the far side. They got a fresh set of downs. Here's a snap. Walker looking. He breaks protection, runs out to the far side of the field, and he gets out to the 43-yard line, call it 44-yard line. Tyson Shaw adding linebacker there to make the stop. It's going to bring up second down and about seven, maybe six, long six. They got to get it to the 36-yard line for a first down. They got Twins to the near side. They're stacking the receivers. Twins to the far side. Those are stacked in the pistol. Walker calling for the ball. Here's a snap. They hand it off. They got some room. He's out to the 40. Across the 40-yard line, down to the 39-yard line, Taylor McCauley, a guy's name we've been calling all night, the sophomore, getting another tackle on the play.
Working against that young defensive line, guys like Jaquan Battle, number 77, that sophomore in there playing right now.
Walker looks to the coach for the sideline. 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 37-0. Twins to the near side. Twins to the far side. They're stacked. Here's the pistol. Calling for it. Looking. Pocket collapsing. Ball on the ground. What happened? Ball on the ground. And it looks like the Vikings have recovered. Wes, the Vikings have recovered. And it is Raekwon Washington on the recovery.
But who caused the fumble? Number 45, Tyson Shaw.
Yeah, good job there by that young man causing it. The pocket collapsed like a cheap tent, I'm telling you. A good job coming off the backside, causing the fumble. So we're going to get some guys getting some varsity action in on offense too, Wes.
And here they come out. Let's see who they're going to have at quarterback.
It's like Burns is going to be your quarterback, number 11. Got Moore in the backfield with him. Send Twins to the far side. Single receiver to the near side. That is number 29, Aaron Moore. Here's the snap. Burns hands it off to Moore to the far side. He's got a little bit of room. Gets out to the 45, call it 46-yard line. Going to be good yardage there on the first down play. 7:30 to go in the ball game. Vikings are leading 37-0. We do have a running clock. Vikings take over after a forced fumble by Tyson Shaw. Burns in the gun, two to the near side, two to the far side. We hard count him, trying to get him to jump. Burns looks to the coaches, changes the play at the line of scrimmage. Got Moore to his right. Nine on the play clock. Here's a snap. Hand it off to Moore. Moore turning those legs across midfield out to the 49-yard line. Going to bring up third down and short.
Running behind number 61, Jalen Goss, a 6'7", 240-pound offensive lineman.
Guy that just recovered the fumble, I believe, too. Ball's on the 49-yard line of the Generals. Burns in the gun, two to the near side, two to the far side. Burns hard counts him, looks at the coach, plenty of time on the play clock. Game clock down to 6 minutes and 37 seconds. Burns goes back for the Vikings. Here's a snap, hands it off to Moore. Moore churning those feet. The little guy's rushing out past the 45-yard line, down to about the 42-yard line. Somebody's helmet came off, so they got to leave the field.
That was a General. He lost a star out there, so they sent him to the far side.
Going to be a first down for the Vikings. Ball placed down on the 42-yard line. Going right to left now. Got to get it to the 32-yard line. Burns has got two to the near side, two to the far side. Coach changes the play. We let the offensive line know the change. 10 seconds on the play clock. Here's a snap. Burns keeps it this time. Read option there. Good job by that young man reading the defensive end and gets positive yardage on the play.
Yes, he does, and that's what you want to do. Keep it on the ground, run out the clock, get some first downs, and keep the ball out of their hands, preserve the shutout.
Jalen Smith is also in for the Vikings, number 37 as well, Alex Lane. Both of them go to the far side. We got two to the near side. Burns calls for the snap, decides not to give it to Moore on the read option, and going to probably get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
And that's what you want as we get inside the 6 minute mark. Let's get this thing and get out of here.
Yeah, time is on our favor now. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Two to the near side, two Vikings to the home side. Burns looks to the coaches for the play, changes the play at the line of scrimmage. Play clock down to 10, 9. Here's a snap, hand it off to Moore. Moore shifty in the backfield, not able to get much of anything on the play, so it's going to bring up fourth down and about six.
Guys in right now, Dalton Hall, number 57, Jalen Goss, number 61, 63, Reggie Oxford, 5'11", 210-pounder, 73, Dylan Durant, 6 foot 215, and number 79, Derek Esquivel.
Thank you, Wes. Going to bring up fourth down. Punt really does no good here. You're kicking in the end zone, so we're going to go for it. Two to the far side, two to the near side. He's got more to his left. We call for it. Pump fake. Got a guy open. Throws it out there.
Oh,
and it slips off his hands for number 14, Jalen Smith, and we're going to turn it over on downs.
Man, what a great play that would have been, and a great catch.
Yeah, pump fake really got the defender biting up, and Jalen Smith was able to get behind him, just not able to come up with a reception, just throwing a little bit too high on the play. So the Generals are going to take over right there, first and 10, at their own 37-yard line. Got some substitutions for the Generals. Looks like number 16 for them, Tyquan Flythe, is going to be your quarterback. We do have a running clock, and it will start as soon as the chains are set. And it does start, 4:20 on the game clock. Vikings are leading 37-0. Here's a snap. They hand it off in the backfield to number 34 for the Generals, and he's really going nowhere, maybe 1 yard, 2 yards on the carry. Tackle made by a host of Vikings. And we'll get you some of those guys getting some varsity action as well.
That's Robinson at number 67, and
going to bring up second down, two to the near side, two to the far side. Backups in for the Generals. Here's a snap. Looking, got all day to throw. Decides to run it. Flags are coming out. And we're going to bring him down in the backfield. We're going to bring him down, but there's flags in the backfield, and that's going to be holding. So it's going to negate the positive yards on the play by the Generals.
That was Darrell Stewart in on the tackle, number 62.
West, they're going to mark it down to their own 24, maybe 23 yards. It looks like 24. So a huge penalty there for the Generals. Bringing them back. Holding behind the line of scrimmage is just a killer in high school football.
Oh, it sure is.
Vikings showing the three-man front. Two linebackers in, maybe a third. Flythe is your quarterback for the Generals. He's got two to the far side, two to the near side. He's got them in pistol. Looking. Here's a snap. And lots of pressure there for the Vikings. Number 96 has the pressure for the Vikings. Kenny Lee, and not able to complete the pass. We do have a timeout on the play for the Generals. We're going to take one with them. Vikings lead 37-0 in the ball game. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. We'll take a 30-second break right after this. Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box, high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings 37-0 here in the fourth quarter, 3 minutes and 19 seconds left to go in the ball game. Generals do have the ball, third down and about 23 to go. Got to get it out to the 37-yard line, and we've got mass substitutions in for the Vikings. Third down play. Quarterback in for them, Flythe. The Generals got two to the far side, two to the near side. They're in the pistol. Here's the snap. They do hand it off to the running back, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage. Going to gain, go nowhere. Host the Vikings in on the tackle.
And that's what you want. Now they've got a punt. 3:06 to go in the ball game.
And they are going to punt, Wes. We send back number 22, Terrell Belcher. And the quarterback for Shiloh, starting quarterback, D.J. Walker, checks in to do the punting duties. First half, he drilled one off the back of somebody's head. Here's the snap. A little bit high. Rushes to get it off. We're going to have a penalty for roughing the kicker. Belcher catches it at the 45-yard line. He's hit right away. Gains about 4 on the return, but it's all coming back because we roughed the kicker.
Now, Taylor, here you are in a game that you're losing 37-0. You've got less than 3 minutes to go in the ball game, and you've got your starting quarterback doing the punting in a situation where there he could have been injured. You lose your quarterback for the year.
Absolutely. I think the backup guys are trying to make a name for themselves on Friday night, trying to rush in there, and they roughed the kicker. It's going to be the personal foul kind. It's going to bring the ball out to the 42-yard line. So that's where the Generals are going to take back over on offense. So it negates a turnover on downs for the Vikings, and the Generals take back over on offense. Slice, a quarterback for the Generals. 2 minutes and 25 seconds left to go in the ball game. Two to the far side, two to the near side. The near side is the home side. Number 34, the running back for the Generals, Malcolm, in the backfield. Here's a snap, read option. The quarterback keeps it, puts it in the belly, rushing upfield. Going to get positive yards out to about the 50-yard line. Another General helmet comes off. Slice, big positive yards. Read that read option perfect.
Yes, he did, and I'm wondering why they stopped the clock, because it's only supposed to stop for, it's not a first down.
Yeah, helmet came off on the play, so they're going to give him time.
Oh, there's a flag on the play.
The reason the helmet came off is apparently, I guess, the face mask.
Of course, if they get in a scrum like that, we can't see from up here. In fact, most of the time, I can't see from up here anyway.
That's all right. That's what we got. That's what all of us are here for. Face mask, incidental kind, so it's only going to be 5 yards. Going to put them into Viking territory. Ball's on the 45-yard line. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the ball game. Vikings are leading 37-0. Generals taking over on offense after the roughing the kicker. Two to the far side, two to the near side. Here's the snap. They hand the ball off to the near side. Number 34's got some room. He's at the 45-40, 35-30. Big gain there for the Generals down at the 30-yard line, so it's going to be another first down for the Generals.
The only thing that's helping us right now is that clock's running.
Yeah, running clock. Would like to keep points off the board. Sealed the shutout inside of 2 minutes now for the Generals. Got another new quarterback for the Generals, number 14. He took the previous snap as well, Darryl McDowell. They got two to the near side. The Generals have two to the far side. Pistol bringing back up just to the right of the quarterback. Read option again. They hand it off to the guy in motion this time. 31 on the far side. Going to be nothing on the play.
And that's what you want. Just shut them down. Make them run a long ways to get nothing when that clock continues to run.
Clock down inside a minute and a half. Going to probably be the minute mark when they snap it. Ninth grader in at quarterback for the Generals now. Got some pretty good size on him. Looking for the ball. Here's a snap. Throw all the way. Pass out to 84. Caught out to the 25-yard line, and that's where the Vikings will tackle him. So it's going to bring up second down and about five, maybe six. Excuse me, third down and about five to gain. Clock inside a minute. They change quarterbacks again, Wes. Tyquan Flythe in at quarterback now. 42 seconds to go in the ball game. Here's a snap. Flythe looking, throws out to the flats. Got a man wide open. He's at the 25-20, 15-10. We tackle him before he gets into the end zone. Clock's running down inside 30 seconds. We're trying to sustain the shutout. We got a timeout. Generals, we're going to take one with them. Take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 37-0. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the CBC Press Box high above Martin Stadium. And to wrap this thing up for us, Taylor Biddle.
Hope we can wrap up a shutout here, Wes. 23 seconds to go in the ball game. Vikings lead 37-0. Generals are knocking on the door. They got the ball on the 9-yard line. They methodically drove it down the field. Here's a snap, two to the near side, two to the far side. We're rushing, and we're going to hit him in the backfield, but he's going to escape from that and tackle him in bounds. And it's exactly what we do. And the Generals call another timeout. We're going to take one with them. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. Vikings lead 37-0, 13 seconds to go in the ballgame. Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box. Vikings lead 37-0, 13 seconds to go in the ballgame. Shiloh is knocking on the door, trying to withhold the shutout. Two to the near side, two to the far side. Here's the last play, and they throw it across the middle, and it's incomplete. And with a running clock, that incomplete pass is going to be the end of the ball game. 3-2-1, and the Vikings do win the ball game, 37-0. We are victorious. Vikings go to 3-1 on the season. We'll be right back after this 2 minute break. And welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box. You are listening to the Cass Birch Automotive post-game report. Vikings win 37-0 against the Shiloh Generals and go to 3-1 on the year. I don't think we have Coach Mack quite yet. Marty's going to work his way in there after Coach breaks him down. And, guys, anytime you get a shutout, anytime you get a win, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, and they almost gave it up there at the end, and we talked about getting some of those other players, guys that don't normally get to play on a Friday night, an opportunity to get out there on the field at Martin Stadium on a Friday night under the light. And they bowed up, played a pretty good game. There were some times where they were actually playing against really good opponents. We're trying to get Marty and get a post-game interview here. Marty's trailing the newspaper guy. Break in there.
The newspaper guy is killing us. Killing us, Smalls.
We'll see if Marty can get him to stop again.
Yeah, we love getting the interview from Coach, especially after a win. The Deloach Body Works Coach's interview is one of our best segments. Let's go down to Marty.
He's still got Coach.
Hey, Coach, I know you're very excited about a 37-0 win. Coach, what stood out to you the most tonight about your team's play?
Well, I felt like we were physical. You know, I felt we played extremely hard, executed well, didn't turn it over.
Coach, obviously, your offense tonight had well over 300 yards total offense, but you ran the ball extremely well, kind of controlled the line of scrimmage with the run game. Talk to us a little bit about the play of your offense and being able to put 37 points on the board.
You know, they had their best week last week. You know, they had another big night tonight, and just at the right time. You know, I was telling newspaper man here, I feel like we got a little bit better this week. That's what I saw.
Absolutely. Of course, you can't talk about this win without talking about the defense. Get a shutout, 37-0, that's always good. Talk to us about your defense. How did you have so much success defensively tonight?
Well, they had a good game plan. They played hard. And, you know, I keep saying the same things over again, but you can cover people and get off blocks and make tackles. That's what defense is all about, you know. And they definitely took a step forward this week.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, you needed it. You got a big team, a big game next Friday night. Good team coming in here. I know you're going to enjoy this one here, but talk to us a little bit about Newton and looking forward to next week.
I don't know nothing about Newton. I mean, I hadn't seen him.
Well, good luck to you next week, Coach.
Thank you,
always
Marty.
Focus on the game at hand. Can y'all tell that, guys?
Yeah, thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Also got Tyson Shaw down here. Tyson, of course, had a great game tonight, had four tackles, two solo, two assists. But tonight was your night to kick it, too, after last week, the big kickoff. Talk to us a little bit about kicking off tonight, knowing that you were going to be the main man tonight.
Well, after last week's game at Parkview, I've just been practicing every week, you know, making sure I keep my head down, point my toe like Coach Mack says. Main thing, I got to stay confident. You know, I can't keep bring my head up or nothing. You got to keep my eye on the ball. But other than that, you know, defense played great. Kickoff team, you know, they executed everything perfectly.
You mentioned the defense played great. Of course, you're a linebacker as well, too, and our punter. Kind of do a little bit of everything. But talk to us about the difficulty of playing linebacker and kicking. So being on the field as much as you are, talk to us a little bit about that. Of course, you normally see the kicker just on the sidelines warming up. Talk to us a little bit about playing both positions.
Well, we get good reps going in on defense, so, like, nobody's too tired. Everybody gets a little bit of playing time. And, I mean, kicking's not too much, you know. You just go out there, do your thing, you know. That's just something God's blessed me with. So, Coach Mack tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. You know, I'll do whatever helps the team.
Tyson, well said. Hey, go enjoy your victory with your team. Thank you.
Marty, thank you for that Deloach Body Works player interview. What a good young man doing a good job for us with kickoff duties. And we are in the Cass Birch post-game report. We're going to send it over to Chuck Lawrence to do our Page Heating and Air final stats for the game.
All right, Taylor. Lowndes had 22 first downs. They had 40 rushing attempts for 233 yards.
Hey, Chuck, I hate to interrupt you guys, but I have one more coach down here with me. Wanted to talk to Coach David Shores. Of course, Coach had a great night tonight. Defense got the shutout, Coach. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, good egg on the board is always what you strive for, and I think that's our second on the year. So very pleased with our effort tonight. Kids played disciplined, smart football, and played pretty fast. Got a little tired there in a couple spots in the second half, but we're trying to develop some quality depth on the D-line, and that's going to help us out down the road.
Coach, if you had to say one thing, what was the top reason tonight for your success against this shallow offense?
Well, I think we were very disciplined and sound in our coverages. That was a big thing. We talked about that all week, is how you beat an undisciplined team is by being more disciplined than them and not blowing coverages. And we lined up and got our checks in and played our responsibility all night. And We had a couple little breakdowns here and there when we got the subs in, but overall it was a very good night, solid night.
Coach, I got to tell you, one of my favorite things about Friday nights is watching you on the sideline as animated as you are. Is that something that's just always been in you, or does competition just bring it out?
No, I mean, as a coach, I've always been that way. I sort of play the game through my kids and vicariously through them. And I'm very involved on the sideline with our calls and our checks and all that. Kids sort of feed off that. They take on the personality of the coach, and I believe that. So you want to bring as much energy to the sideline as you can, and I have fun with it.
Great job tonight. They were very physical, did a great job. Good job, Coach.
Thank you.
Back to you, Chuck.
Thank you, Marty. All right, Lounge had 13 pass attempts. I mean, 22 pass attempts for 13 completions, 156 yards of passing, 2 touchdowns passing, 0 interceptions. We ran a total of 62 plays with a total of 389 yards of offense, 0 fumbles tonight, had 9 penalties for 81 yards, 4 punts for an average of 37 yards. Travis Tisdale was the leading rusher, 11 rushes for 82 yards, and J.D. Lee was right behind him with 10 rushes for 78 yards. Xavier Jenkins had 3 catches for 79 yards, and Jahari Boone led the tacklers with 4 solo and 2 assists.
Thanks, Chuck, for those Page Heating and Air Drive, final stats of tonight's game. We are passing headsets all over the place up here as we try to wrap up here in the Kasperch post-game report. And it was a great win tonight, 37-0 for the Vikings over the Shiloh Generals. And now you celebrate this win, get ready next week. Newton High School comes to town, a very formidable opponent.
Yeah, they seem to find a home here at Martin Stadium. They were able to beat us several years ago, and they're going to bring some talent with them, Bill. They've got a receiver that's committed somewhere. We'll find out throughout the week. I don't recall where he's committed to, and they've got another guy that can make some magic happen too in the receiver. So you got to build on this, like Coach said. We got to build on this and get ready for the next team, because they're coming to Martin Stadium to win.
Yep, they sure are. We're going to wrap everything up here tonight, as we're going to get Marty up here in just a minute. Our final thoughts: I'm excited to see what this team is doing. There's still the excitement, what's happening on offense, both on the ground and in the air, defensively, making good decisions, making great adjustments during halftime and throughout the game. I'm just excited about where this team could go going through this season. It's just going to be a great year and a great win again, 37-0 for the Vikings. How about Wes, any final thoughts?
Well, I just want to give you an update. In the third quarter at Newton, it's Peachtree Ridge 25, Newton 21. And they are hanging tough in a very tough ball game at Newton High School. Our guys come out and did tonight just what they were supposed to do, Bill. They came out and played hard-nosed football. As Taylor and I discussed right before, they were loose tonight. They loose. Come on, we're going to go out and play a little football, and we're going to make some things happen. I said before the ball game, a friend of mine said, "What do you think?" I said, 35-7 maybe. 35-7, 35-10 if they score at all. And, of course, it wasn't too bad. I was off a little bit, 37-0. But our Vikings did exactly kind of what I thought they were going to come out and just play just good, solid Viking football and just get ready, get some reps, get some experience, work on those little timing issues, and just get out and play football and get ready for Newton, who's going to be really, really tough next Friday night.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a really tough ball game against a very good football team at Newton. I was looking to see if Marty was on his way up or get his...
I'm right here, guys.
There you go. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. I really felt like tonight we came out and did exactly what Coach Mack wanted us to do. You heard him in the pregame there say that he wanted his team to play hard, to come out and have a little effort and a little fire in them, and I think they did. They came out, got the 37-0 shut out. It's hard to find something negative when you win 37-0. But there were some things. It wasn't perfect. There were some areas we got to clean up and some things. We were a little off on our timing some there with our routes. But overall, I thought Michael Barrett had a good night throwing the ball. I thought the line kept Michael clean and kept pressure off of him. We rushed for 200 some yards, but guys, we never really had any big runs except for the Tisdale touchdown early in the game. So we kind of grinded out that 220-something yards rushing. But defensively, I thought we won
at the line of scrimmage and at the point of attack. We were much more physical than they were from the very first play. Guys, you can win a lot of ball games. You can make up for some mistakes when you're more physical and you win at the point of attack like we did tonight. So hopefully we can keep that going. We do have a good Newton team with a lot of athletes. Guys, if you're home listening or you're on the way home and you want to see some athletes, come out next Friday night. Be here. Support this team, but watch this Newton team. They are very, very athletic. Guys, I won't be here. I hate to say that I will be gone. So I'm gonna leave it with y'all, but I know I'm leaving it in good hands. Y'all did a great job last week while I was working Hurricane Hermine stuff there, but I know y'all will do a great job next week. I'll be pulling for you, and I just want to thank y'all for filling in for me and covering so I can work this past Saturday and the next Saturday go enjoy myself a little bit. But
yeah, and I want to send pictures of the hula dance.
I will. I'll send you a text at Aloha.
There you go.
My Kicks Country app, Marty. Let's
yeah, My Kicks Country app, you'll be able to hear us.
Now, only if Wes James gives me a shout-out during the game while I'm in Hawaii listening.
Do you think Wes James would ever give a shout-out?
Aloha.
There we go. All right, Taylor, how about you? Final thoughts tonight.
Yeah, I mean, ditto to everything Marty said. Offensively, we wanted the line of scrimmage. Defensively, we wanted the line of scrimmage. Receivers caught the ball, a lot of yards after catch. Special teams, I thought, really played really well tonight. Marty interviewed Tyson after the game, and that young man, I think, has settled into the kicking duties on kickoffs, 3 touchbacks.
Yeah.
You know, we've been begging for that all year, and we've had some guys that could get it to about the 10, maybe 15-yard line, at 5-yard line at times, but when the boy puts his toe to leather, he can kick it out of the end zone. So great job there special teams-wise, and Michael Barrett, can't speak highly enough about that young man. Wes mentioned it during the game, his maturity level and being able to stay in the pocket and take a hit but still throw a completion is just really going to pay dividends for us down the road. We got a good Newton team coming into play. We got a good week of practice and get ready for Newton.
We do. I want to remind all of our listeners, please sure and join us on Tuesday night live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games as we have the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. I invite you, too, to go by our website, thevikingvoice.com. Click on the questions for Mack, and we'll get those and pass those on to Coach McPherson and see if he'll answer some of those questions on Tuesday night's show. So anything you want to ask him about tonight's game, let's do that tonight and over the next couple of days. We'll get that to him, let him go through those, and hopefully be able to answer some questions as well. As we are time to wrap this thing up here. 37-0, Vikings win. Wes, for all of us at The Viking Voice, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It has been produced and directed by Bill Osborne. It is a production of The Viking Voice, LLC, in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for The Viking Voice, Marty Rogers, Taylor Biddle, Chuck Lawrence, Larry Goodwin, and Taylor Stubbs, Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.